It's a great joy for me to stand here today for the very first time to preach. I am very much thankful to God and thanks Pastor Andy for this great opportunity. Today is a very special day for me as it marks the anniversary of my ordination as a pastor. Thank you. Palm Sunday, a day I used to eagerly await during my childhood. In my mother church, we cherished a beautiful tradition of gathering palm branches on Saturday in preparation for the Sunday procession. I fondly remember climbing the nearby hills and mountains with others in search of the finest palm branches. We would carefully decorate them with flowers, each of us hoping ours would be the best or most beautiful. And there was always a joy of sense of competition and excitement. On this Sunday morning, we carried our decorated palms in a procession, joyfully shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Though at that young age, I did not fully understand the profound theological meaning of the word Hosanna, my heart was filled with devotion and celebration. Looking back now, I see how those simple yet sacred childhood moments helped shape my spiritual journey and deepen my love for the ministry that I'm blessed to serve today. And I'm sure you might also have your own childhood experiences of Palm Sunday. On this Palm Sunday, we look at the gates of Jerusalem. Matthew tells us that Jesus enters the city not as a distant spiritual teacher, nor as a general on a war horse, not as a celebrity surrounded by spectacle, but on a donkey, that too a borrowed animal. With this humble procession, Jesus is fulfilling the prophecies from Zechariah. "Look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey." And yet the crowds cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Hosanna, meaning "save us now," the most significant and famous word for Palm Sunday. The streets are alive singing Hosanna with anticipation and joy as people gather from every corner, drawn together by a shared sense of hope. There is a spirit of celebration in the air, voices lifted in praises, hands reverbering in welcome, hearts open with expectation. These are ordinary people. Yet, in this moment, they are united by something extraordinary, a deep longing for goodness, for renewal, for a promise that life can be more than it is. Because the people lining on the road to Jerusalem were not naive. They were living under Roman occupation. They knew injustice. They knew military oppression. They knew what it felt like to live in a shadow of empire. When they shouted Hosanna, they were crying out for deliverance. Today, still, the world needs deliverance because we today do not gather in a peaceful world. We gather while wars rages. We gather while nations threaten, when bombs fall, when leaders fail, when fear spreads. We gather while families are displaced. We gather while mothers are crying for their daughters and for their sons. And the creation itself groans under violence. In many places, and in our news today, the sound of palm branches competes still with the sound of missiles and sirens. So what does it mean in a world like this to shout Hosanna? When we shout Hosanna, we declare that no empire, no army, no tyrant, and no ideology have the final word. When we shout Hosanna, we declare that Christ is the King, not fear, not revenge, not hated. When we shout Hosanna, we align ourselves with a realm that does not advance by force, but by faithfulness. To shout Hosanna today is to admit that we cannot save ourselves. Our weapons will not bring lasting peace. Our anger will not heal the world. But it is Jesus, the Prince of Peace and hope to our world. On Palm Sunday, Christ comes gently and vulnerably. He entrusts himself to human hands. As Martin Luther articulates that God reveals God's self most clearly, not in glory and triumph, but in weakness and on the cross. The theology of the cross reminds us that God's power is hidden under humility. God's victory is hidden under suffering. God's reign comes in a ways that the world does not recognize. In a world that often equates power with control, Jesus reveals his divine power as the unconditional love. Therefore, Palm Sunday reinforces God's victory looks different. It looks like humility. It looks like mercy. It looks like self-giving love. In a violent world, Palm Sunday is an act of resistance. In this liturgical threshold to Passion Week, the church is invited to examine whether its Hosanna endures beyond enthusiasm, whether we follow the humble King only in the procession or unto the cross. For a crowd spreads cloths and branches on the road. They treat Jesus like a king today in the procession. But yet we know what Matthew's gospel reveals us. Many of these same voices will later in this week shout, saying, "Crucify him." The procession and the passion are separated only with few days. And the distance between praise and betrayal is measured not in miles, but in the wavering loyalty of human hearts. The crowd on that first Sunday did not understand how salvation would unfold. We often do not either. It is in these quiet arrivals that hearts are stirred and deeper truths are revealed. They remind us that real strength does not always dominate, but often serves, and it does not demand attention, but gently transform those who are open to receiving it. In such a moment, we are invited to consider what it means to recognize greatness and to open ourselves to a different kind of king, the one who comes not to overpower, but to bring peace to our world. Secondly, and very interestingly, the story of Palm Sunday does not end in procession. The same Jesus who rides in gently on a donkey now enters the temple and everything changes. He overturns the tables. He drives out those who are buying and selling, and he says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." And this is not a loss of control from Jesus. This is not the random anger But this is the prophetic judgment. The temple, the very place meant for communion with God, had become a place of exclusion, exploitation, and corruption and control. And here is the deeper truth. This is not only about the temple in Jerusalem. It is also about us. We are the temple of God. Our hearts, our lives, even the church itself are meant to be places where God dwells. So when we cry, Hosanna, save us, we are not only asking God to change the world out there, we are asking Christ to come and cleanse the temple of our own hearts. As we enter the Passion Week, the palms in our hands, or here in this place, reminds us something deeper than celebration. They remind us that the road from Jerusalem does not stop at the city gates. It leads to the upper room. It leads to the garden. It leads to the cross. The king we welcome today is the king who will be rejected. The one we praise is the one who will suffer. And yet, the one who is crucified is the one who saves us. But we also know the end of the story, that the cross is not the end and the death is not the end. Dear church, we live in a city of diplomacy and dialogue, a city shaped by reformation, a city that hosts institutions striving for peace and human rights. We read the headlines. Many of us are carrying our own anxiety. We carry our health issues. We see polarization. We see ecological crisis, economic uncertainty, restlessness, loneliness, and we shout, Hosanna. Friends, I invite you to imagine for a second that you are one among the crowd and shouting Hosanna. What would be your prayer today? In other words, what does it mean for you to shout Hosanna? Very soon, we will celebrate the Holy Communion today, and this same humble king comes to us not on a donkey, but under bread and wine, still hidden, still gentle, still self-giving. The communion on this Palm Sunday invites us to renew ourselves, restore our broken relationship, reaffirm our call to establish justice and hope. And as we hold our palm today, let them be more than ritual. Let them be prayer. Let them be protest against hatred. Let them be hope in a weary world. From the joy of Palm Sunday to the depth of Passion Week, we walk a sacred path of praise, sacrifice, and hope. Our voices that shouted Hosanna leads us into the moments of reflection, reminding us how quickly the heart can change and how steadfast divine love still remains. May this journey invite us to stay present through both celebration and resonation. In the unfolding story of humility and sacrifice, may we renewed faith, deeper gratitude, and the quiet assurance that even the cross leads to resurrection and new life. Therefore, let us shout Hosanna with eyes open to suffering, with hearts committed to peace, and with faith in the one who will steal rights into our broken cities, not with weapons of destruction, but with wounds that heals us and heal the world. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna. Amen.